Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Can we talk just for a little bit about Caitlin Clark? Because you know how angry I was about that whole thing yesterday. Where to begin? There is an apology today from the sports writer, who, by the way, is in his 50s. I don't know why that makes me more mad, because if anyone had done this to her, it would have made me mad. But the fact that a long-time career sports writer treated her the way he did during that news conference infuriates me. We're going to play it, and then I'm going to play his, do we call this an apology? I don't like it. Sam, I don't like it. I don't like it. But when you have it, tell me and we'll play.
I will. Sorry, I was ill-prepared.
The exchange. His name is Greg Doyle.
D-O-Y-E-L.
Yep.
Uncommon spelling.
And I said on the program yesterday he would be fired by today. To my knowledge, that has not happened.
He has not been fired. That is correct.
No. So new video has surfaced. Listen to this from the New York Post. Of him being awkward in a second exchange during Caitlin Clark's introductory Indiana Fever press conference after he was called out for his cringeworthy comments. You were just given the keys to that, he said to Indiana Fever coach Christy Sides, referring to Clark as that.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
He's making
like
the heart shape.
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is.
Okay, so hang on 1 second, Sam. At the beginning of the news conference, it's the second question asked at her inaugural news conference with the Indiana Fever. Greg Doyle shows the heart symbol, the one that Taylor Swift uses, the one that Caitlin Clark uses after each game, that, you know, she shows the little heart to her family.
I mean, the one that basically anybody uses.
He starts out with that heart.
Yeah.
And
he wants her to do that heart sign up for the camera.
Play it one more time.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So.
I don't have words.
So anyway, now to my question, because I am a reporter.
Doyle is a father of two and was named in the top 250 most influential people in Indiana by the Indianapolis Business Journal in 2023. His age makes it worse. If a 25-year-old green, just credentialed journalist had said that to her, there would be outrage. I don't think it would be the outrage that we're seeing. And then again, later in the news conference, he says to the coach, you were just given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it? Referring to Clark as that.
Now, the outrage seems to be 50-50 here. Maybe not 50-50, but I'm seeing arguments on both sides of the line.
Why?
Saying this is absolutely a fireable offense. That was creepy as blank. And then the other side saying, having outrage about the outrage, saying, why are you guys freaking out so much? This is just a reporter, you know, building rapport with Caitlin Clark.
No, not at all. And in fact, fellow reporters have come out and said this is cringeworthy. His credentials should be revoked. I'm going to read some of his. He apologizes to her, if we call it that, in a column. So I kind of feel like the apology now, he just wants clicks, right? because now he is the news story, which is not something you want to be when you're a sports journalist.
I mean, his job is to draw attention.
Here is the Greg Doyle column apology. Caitlin Clark, I am so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem. He writes, I am devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall draft pick Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. What happened was the most me thing ever in one way. I'm sort of known locally, he says, sigh, for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly conversational questions. I've done it for years with various coaches and players that he names. Do you notice something about those names, he writes? They're all men. On the one hand, yes, absolutely, male and female athletes should be treated the same. I'm talking about coverage, he says, respect, compensation, terminology, you name it. Stories have been written about idiots who say or act otherwise. And then along comes a story about another insensitive man, which goes viral on social media, and I decided to write about that idiot, he writes, me. What I've learned is I need to be more aware about how I talk to people and not just athletes. I realized that only after my exchange with Clark went viral and I navigated the first two stages of grief during a discussion with the people I care about most. First, he said it was denial. I didn't do anything wrong. I gave Caitlin her signature heart-shaped hand gesture as a way of introducing myself. What kind of idiot acts creepy on national television? Then he says, I had anger. This is how I talk to everyone. Had the person up there been a male, I would have done the same thing since I've been here. The closest thing Indianapolis has had is Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson. I would have shown him the heart and reiterated, I like that you're here. He writes, this is where I was, convinced I was harmless and right when a woman I deeply respect told me, quote, but Caitlin Clark is a young woman and you don't talk to a young woman the same way as you would a young man. He writes, my heart dropped because now I saw it. After years of being so sure I was on the right side of these arguments, I was now on the wrong side. And for the oldest reason known to man and woman, ignorance. He ends it by saying, Caitlin Clark, I am so sorry.
Was he trying too hard in the apology?
Doesn't feel like an apology. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, the apology's never really
an apology.
He didn't
write about her. He wrote about himself.
Now, there's an argument being made on the text line that it was just a bad attempt at being funny, which I could understand. But you also have to be aware of your tone.
His role isn't to be funny.
I would agree with you.
Comedian. He's a sports writer.
You also have to be aware of your tone because that here... I like that you're here. It's pretty creepy sounding.
It's something.
And yes, if maybe that's your signature, that you build rapport with new athletes by asking an off-the-cuff question.
Do that heart to me and we'll get along just fine.
Let's not make it that one.
You would never say that to a man. 913-586-7798.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.